Kyle Martin here. It is time for our Ask Animal Clinic the Vet Show. And Dr. Ashley Lottie Hoff is here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Nice.
And, yeah, excited for Beggar's Night. Not really.
Now, do they trick-or-treat tonight in your town?
No.
No.
Yeah, they do not. They don't.
We are tomorrow as well.
Yeah. And you know, the kind of the nice thing about Beggar's Night and Halloween was when my girls were little, we could hit multiple towns.
Oh, that's serious.
Yeah,
you're like dedicated to candy.
I have a little bit of an addiction.
Get your almond joys.
Exactly. Whoa, had to throw that one in there.
I did.
So yeah, that was kind of cool because you could go, like one night you could go to, let's say, Newton because they had Beggar's Night, and then Halloween was trick-or-treat night in our town.
Yeah.
So that was kind of.
It's a lot of work.
It's kind of,
candy.
It's not. No, it's not. Yes, you're right. We could have just gone to the grocery store and bought.
It's okay.
The fun size. And by the way, I would like to say there's nothing fun about a Snickers bar that is.
We have talked about this so much in our household. So my husband, if you don't know, is a huge Snickers aficionado.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he probably should have stock in Snickers because he eats so many of them. But we have discussed how the fun size used to be a good sized candy bar, and now they're like a little half inch square.
Yeah. Nothing fun about that.
No.
I kind of feel gypped.
Yes. And now the king size is like two fun sized in a package, no longer like a whole. They're rationing us.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, you know, it is wartime. We're going to start. We're going to start rationing metal and nylon and stuff.
Snickers.
And Snickers.
Yeah.
Exactly. The way the show works is you email the doctor.
Yeah.
It's askanimalclinicthevet@gmail.com. You can stop into the clinic and fill out a little registration form right there on the counter. You can go on Facebook, which, by the way, is awesome. The Facebook page, lots going on there.
Yeah.
You can ask a question there. You can call the clinic as well. So I was telling a story before you came in.
Hey,
it's about a smart dog named Otis. Otis,
what a good name.
Yeah, Otis is a great dog.
It's a perfect
name. He's a wiener dog too.
There you go.
A dachshund.
Yeah.
Okay, so Otis is in Kerry, Ireland. His owner accidentally locks Otis in the car. Okay. And his owner decides to film himself trying to coach Otis how to unlock the door. Okay, now this is.
So, where are his keys? Are they also in the car?
That's a great question. It doesn't say in the story, but it's one of those cars where the lock is, you know, on the older ones where the lock is literally, you can unlock it by hitting the button.
Mm-hmm.
So he's filming himself going, "Okay, come on, Otis, unlock the door." Otis tries multiple times, seventh try, bingo bango, unlocks the door. In the video.
Way to go, Otis.
And as I was joking with Ken earlier this morning, Otis was later seen driving through the Irish countryside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't do an accent when you were.
I can't do Irish. I can't. Yeah, but anyway, smart dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs are much, much smarter than probably.
They're very smart.
Than probably what we give them credit
they
for.
They can recognize a whole bunch of words. You know, we used to think that they could only do so many commands, and there's been a lot of research that says they can recognize several hundreds of words or commands. So it is kind of like they're speaking our language.
Yeah.
You know, if you say, go get your ball, if they have like one particular ball that you use that phrase over and over, they're going to associate the ball with the word ball.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The tone of your voice,
yes.
Do they totally recognize it? Because what
yes.
I'll be like, George, oh my goodness. And his tail is going crazy because
he
realizes I'm doing the falsetto voice, and that's kind of a praising.
You should try being like, George, you're such a bad dog, and like your high voice, and he's gonna be like, I'm so excited.
Exactly. So the tone of your voice.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they associate that with what you do at that time. So you use that high voice when you're praising them or about to give them a treat or you're excited that you just got home. And absolutely. They're very smart.
Yeah.
Cats are also smart. Very, very smart. They can learn several commands as well. They're just more flippant about it.
They're like, nah.
Not today, sir.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm just going to lay here and eat lasagna. And not so, I really don't feel like going in the litter box right now. Good try, buddy.
Have you seen the movie Secret Life of Pets?
I have not, but my daughter loves it.
Oh, it's the kind of the personalities that they put with those pets is so perfect with what we see. And the cat in there is classic, like very, very smart, but just like, meh, I don't want to.
Okay, let me ask you this, as long as we're talking about the intelligence of your dogs and cats. Dogs will often go to obedience school.
Yes.
You know, because they're a little naughty when you first get them.
And
you're trying to condition them to your
just
lifestyle.
Need a little help.
Yeah, to your lifestyle and your home. What about cats? Can you condition a cat?
Yeah, they can be trained just like a dog.
But they don't go to like these little schools.
I've never heard of a cat obedience school. That would be pretty cool.
That would be.
Yeah. We have several clients that will take their cats out for walks. You know, you condition them to learn that the outdoors is not super scary. They wear the harness. We've talked about adventure cats.
Right.
Dr. Heinrichs had a whole show.
Yeah,
she takes her cats for walks around the neighborhood or out on trails. She's gone hiking with them. It's you have to teach them that the world is not super scary. You know, you stay within the perimeter of the leash and the harness. And if something is scary, you know, she has them like right up on the top of her backpack if they don't feel like walking anymore. We have several feline patients that play fetch with their owners. I mean, they can absolutely be trained and they are very smart.
Okay.
They are just more independent. I think that's probably the right word, right? Independent. Yeah. You know, they don't rely as much. A larger majority of them don't rely as much on that kind of feedback like a dog.
Yeah. Okay. But will a cat sleep with you? I don't know because I don't have you.
Yeah.
I'm deathly allergic.
Oh, absolutely.
Like dogs will snuggle with you.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. I mean, it's probably a dumb question, but I'm not.
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
I'm not as familiar with cats.
Yeah. When I was younger, I had a Himalayan cat, long hair, real pretty. He used to sleep on my head like a hat. So I would be sleeping and he would be wrapped around and then his tail would be like under my chin. I had a cat hat while I was sleeping.
Very funny. All right, we're gonna take a commercial break. We were talking just there about the intelligence of your dog and cat. I don't know if your dog can unlock a door. Mine certainly can't. 8:41, we'll be right back. You're listening to Ask Animal Clinic the Vet Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Ladihoff with VCA Animal Hospital the Vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
It's Kyle Martin along with Dr. Ashley Ladihoff, Ask Animal Clinic, The Vet Show. And what else are we? You were telling me that pneumonia.
Yeah, we're going to talk about pneumonia.
Is kind of a thing going on right now.
Well, I personally have seen two cases in the last week. And then we've had not that this is related, but we've had several clients that have let us know that they've recently had pneumonia or are currently battling pneumonia. So I feel like now's the time of year to talk about pneumonia.
Okay.
Has George ever had pneumonia?
If he has, I don't know.
You would know.
I would know.
Yeah.
Would he be lethargic?
So we talked before about kennel cough or tracheobronchitis, right?
Yeah.
That kind of deep, honking, kind of productive cough, what you think of when a person has bronchitis. It's the same type of a noise, but they often will be fairly normal as far as their activity level, They might have a low-grade fever. They can't exercise as much because they'll start coughing. But overall, they're not too lethargic from kennel cough or tracheal bronchitis, unless they have a really severe case. But with pneumonia, it's much different. We often will not hear as much distinctive coughing. What we'll see is more labored breathing or increased resting respiratory rate. So you watch your dog while he's sleeping and thinking, oh, he's so cute while he's sleeping. You'll notice he just breathes real slow and kind of regular. If your dog is having some issues with their lungs, even when they're just laying there not doing anything, they're going to be breathing much faster than seems normal. And you'll notice. You'll be like, oh, that seems different. That's often the first sign that an owner will say, I just feel like they were breathing really fast. And they're super lethargic, like you said. So good job. Well done.
Well, you know what? You're
kind of a big deal.
You say this a lot, which, by the way, I've noticed is like, well, as we've discussed before.
Yes. See, this is when we need a video, because I say those things and you look at me with this blank face like, yeah, sure we did.
Uh-huh.
I totally remember that.
We ought to have like a little flat, like a little harp. Like a flat, you know, like when they do flashback segments on sitcoms, you know, because remember several years ago.
Now he's talking with her hands. He's playing his imaginary harp.
I know. Several episodes ago when Dr. Lottie Hoff was discussing kennel cough.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Like,
it's good stuff.
I bet you do that a lot. You're like, yeah, well, we've discussed this before.
I just feel like maybe you listen, but it just doesn't sink in sometimes.
Well, you know, you do have the vet degree.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Okay. So is there a treatment, like maybe a breathing treatment? Is there an antibiotic? What do you do?
So let's first talk about the different things that can cause pneumonia. That will help us with our treatment.
Okay.
We don't just dive right into antibiotics without kind of getting an idea of what's going on. So we think of pneumonia, and what comes to mind first? Antibiotics, right? So bacteria. There's another face. You're geez.
Because I just said antibiotic.
I know. So I was just reiterating that you did a good job.
Okay.
So first thing that you think of is bacterial infection, and that is the most common cause of a pneumonia. And we think of several ways. How did they get the infection? The infection is then causing inflammation around the airways, and they can't breathe very well. We can fill up some fluid. We can develop some obstruction of some of the airways, and that's why they're breathing so much harder. It can be from another dog. It can be from the environment. It can be something called aspiration pneumonia. So if your dog has an upset stomach and has maybe some vomiting or a little reflux, and then they inhale some of that, that's what we call aspiration pneumonia. So if you've ever choked on some food and accidentally inhaled it instead of swallowing it, you could potentially give yourself aspiration pneumonia. It is a very kind of localized reaction, so it's very easy to identify on an x-ray, unless it's progressed to kind of a full-blown pneumonia. But in dogs especially, the way that their airway branches, you'll see right in the middle of the right side of the lungs, it'll be all consolidated, and you'll be able to see right where that area is. So
you,
kind of interesting.
So you would do, you said x-rays.
We
so you would obviously
start with x-rays. Yeah, absolutely. There are different patterns that you can see in the lungs that kind of give you an indication of what might be going on. Another thing that we worry about is a fungus. We've talked about fungus as well. Do you remember the term blastomycosis?
You bet.
Yeah, of course you do. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a great one. I have no idea.
It's a fungus that they get from the environment, and it can be really, really bad. It can wipe out several organ systems. We can see skin issues, eye issues, joint problems, or a fungal pneumonia. And those x-rays are very different. They look like a snow globe that you've just shaken up. There's just stuff everywhere in the lungs, little pinpoint dots or bigger dots all over. Those are much worse. And obviously an antibiotic is not going to work for those because they're not a bacteria. The, you know, George would be at a fairly low risk for a fungal pneumonia. we think of more of the dogs that are hunting dogs. These fungus, like Blasto, likes to live in the soil or kind of wet environments. So hunting dogs, dogs that are out swimming or in a marsh or in a swamp area, those are prime locations for Blasto.
Wow. And so bigger dogs, bigger breeds.
Could be any size. You know, even if you have a little dog, but you do a lot of hiking and you kind of walk around kind of creek beds or river beds. But in general, yes, we think of like the labs or the pointers or, you know, those types of hunting breeds.
What about like a fungal infection from, because I'm sorry, happened the other night is that I have a tree in my backyard and literally when it snowed, every leaf came off of that tree. And so now it's on the ground. All those leaves are on the ground and, they're going to decay. And fungus, you get a lot of fungus from
there's an immense amount of different kinds of fungal organisms.
I mean,
there are different fungal organisms that you can get from birds. I mean, when you honestly think about all the stuff that is out there, it makes you kind of want to put yourself in a bubble. But, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, so many decaying leaves in my backyard.
Keep on living.
With that, I'm not letting George out. let's go ahead and take a break here. We'll be back with more Ask Animal Clinic, the Vet Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff with VCA Animal Hospital, the Vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com. Or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back. It's Ask Animal Clinic, the Vet Show. One final segment with Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff. Now, the way that you get your question answered on the show, you email askanimalclinicthevet@gmail.com, and they would love to talk about that the very next show. Okay, so
I love when kind of clients or just people who are out there listening give us topic ideas. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get that? You know,
we've had that before. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't remember that either, do you?
Listen. Why do you make this about me?
Remember that one had the like a question and then like, and dot, dot, dot. Like we expounded on it. Then we had that whole episode about cysts and lumps and bumps.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good one.
That's a really good show.
Yeah, everybody likes a good cyst.
Yeah, well, why not? There's nothing like lancing one of those babies.
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about treatment of pneumonia.
So we start with an x-ray. We want to look at the size and shape of the heart to make sure that there's no underlying heart disease that's causing the breathing issues, right? And then we can see different patterns in the lungs that give us an idea of what we're dealing with. Often with pneumonia, we'll have a pretty significant fever. A dog and cat's normal temperature is around 100 to 101, especially if they're a little nervous. So we'll often see like 103, 104, anywhere in that region when they're having a kind of a pretty significant infection or inflammatory response. By the way, that's why they're so nice to snuggle with in the winter, because they naturally run warmer than we do. So fun fact for the day. I think you've tuned out over there.
Well, I'm a little worried you're going to call on me. I feel like I'm in...
You're in the hot seat.
I kind of feel like I'm in Spanish class in high school all over again. Mr. Martin, can you please... Give me the word for library.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, exactly. And I was always like, That's what I feel like when I'm on the air with you.
Sorry. No, I don't mean to.
It's okay.
Yeah. So we start with the x-ray. But then we want to do blood work. We want to see how kind of invasive the infection is. We take a look at the white blood cell count, make sure that the other organ systems are working okay and can handle the medication that we're going to put the dog on. We want to make sure that we don't have a dehydration going on leading to some issues with the kidneys. If that's the case, then we definitely want to start with IV fluids and potentially even IV antibiotics to really get that kind of first initial blast a little bit quicker than oral medication. If all that looks okay and we're definitely dealing with a bacterial pneumonia, there's a few options. We often will start them on an antibiotic. If there's a lot of wheezing, we might put them on a low-grade steroid just to try to open up the airways and reduce some of the inflammation. You mentioned inhalers. There are different kind of nebulizer treatments that would be wonderful. It's just we don't always have the easiest access to those. I don't know if you've ever tried to purchase an inhaler without medical insurance. They are very expensive. So that's another thing. You know, you have to try to figure out the best treatment methods that are going to be the most feasible for each individual owner. And then also administering inhaler, you know, you can't teach your dog to like wrap their mouth around it. So that gets a little bit trickier. So often a nebulizer treatment is going to be an even better way to go. Or put them in a bathroom and shut the door and run hot water, let it get real steamy. That's always a good option to kind of help increase that moisture that's going in. Want that to break up stuff.
What about the like the Vicks? I wouldn't say put Vicks on them, but you know, yeah, the vaporizer.
Oh yeah, that's
thing.
Fine.
You know,
yeah, you like and a humidifier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you could do that.
We will do what's called coupage, where you, when they're standing, you kind of tap the sides to try to break up mucus, so that when they cough, they can cough up some of the stuff. If there is one area of the lungs that is more affected than the other, we might have you kind of rotate the way that the dog is laying so that it will help break up some mucus and make it easier for them to breathe. And then if there's also the option of a culture. You know, we'll take a culture of the pharynx area kind of down low in the throat or even of the nose. Or if they're sedated, we can get one from down in the bronchi and send that out for a bacterial assessment and kind of figure out what type of antibiotics are going to be the most effective. So there's a whole lot that goes into pneumonia. And they're, you know, they are contagious potentially for quite some time. So we want to keep them at home, resting, plenty of fluids, chicken noodle soup.
Yeah. Watching Price is Right.
Right.
You know, home with a comic book.
Sprite and saltine crackers.
Just like I was when I was a kid.
Yeah. That's so funny. I totally watched Price is Right.
I never watched it, but when I was sick.
Yeah, because it was usually on when you're at school.
Exactly. I wanted Price is Right. I wanted a comic book.
I didn't do comic books.
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, saltine crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot drink Sprite or 7-Up anymore because that's what we got when you were sick.
Or ginger ale.
I never got ginger ale. Oh, that wasn't a thing.
Man.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah, we used to get that sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe don't give your pet soda. It's not a good idea.
No, it's probably...
Yeah. No.
Probably not.
You know, just something to keep in mind, if you are worried about the amount of water that your dog is taking in, you can certainly try ice cubes. Some dogs think that they're a big treat. My dog loves ice cubes. And then, you know, if they're a little bit febrile, they might enjoy the cold ice cubes. And that's a way to get a little bit of moisture in. You can also try a little bit of Pedialyte.
I was going to say Pedialyte's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. We're out of time. That is another Ask Animal Clinic, the Vet Show with Dr. Ashley Lottie Hoff. It is always fun.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too.
Listen closely. Did you hear that? That's the sound of employees being productive. They're so efficient because they partnered with Premier to implement the Workplace Assistant from Xerox. These cloud-ready multifunction copiers and printers help you keep pace with the ever-changing workplace. You can count on Premier to help your office technology and your employees run better. With Premier, everything just runs better. Learn more at premier-iowa.com.
Stop into Menards and save big money on all of your home improvement needs. Polar Plastics All-Purpose Clear Plastic Sheeting is a great solution for insulating windows to be used as a drop cloth or for covering insulation. Choose from 4 mil, 8 foot, 4 inch by 100, or 10 foot by 100 foot rolls. Get the rolls for just $19.99 after mail-in rebate. These prices are good now through Saturday, November 9th. Now at Menards.
Save big money.